Dr. Peter Hotez is co-director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development.
mRNA technology is looking really exciting for next-generation cancer immunotherapeutics. So will this throw cold water on a whole big effort that we're pursuing as well?
Beyond the exciting potential, Hotez also sees a potential chilling effect on pharmaceutical companies.
The U.S. is still the single largest vaccine market. If the U.S. is made an executive decision not to support advanced purchase of mRNA vaccines, then it's not clear to me whether the companies will want to pursue this.
We're prioritizing the development of safer, broader vaccine strategies, like whole virus vaccines.
Experts also say RFK Jr.'s bet on traditional vaccine technology is a bad one.
It's not that these vaccines don't work. They do, but they don't work as well as mRNA vaccines.
Canadians are involved in mRNA research. It's not clear how much this funding hit will affect global development. But experts warn that this is just part of a wider effort by Donald Trump's administration to cut back on scientific investment. Money, in this case, that would pay off massively in the form of life-saving vaccines.